All right. What is up, all you divine beings, warrior badasses, lions, gods, goddesses? What is up, everybody? It's your host in the building, Nick Lifts, saluting you wherever you are with another episode of the Spiritually Fit Journey. Holy snap, 2018 is upon us, and it is full-fledged right now. It is 2:56 p.m., and I just finished my very first workout of 2018, starting the day off strong. Now, before we get into the topic, I want to ask, did you set New Year's resolutions? Did you set a goal? Maybe it's to get in shape. Maybe it's to change your finances. Maybe it's to create deeper, more meaningful relationships. So, if you did or you didn't, it doesn't matter. The message is still going to be the same today, but I want you to keep those in mind. And keep those in mind when you do, or if you did set New Year's resolutions, the message is the same. So today is all about focus. All about focus. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What do you want to create for yourself? And I want you to take some time out, take about 10 seconds right now and think of where would you like to go? What would your life like to look like? If time or money was no issue, where do you want to go? And I'm going to give you 10 seconds right now. Here we go. And okay, so you probably went somewhere in the distant future. Maybe you're living on the beach. Maybe you have plenty of money. Maybe you're volunteering at your favorite charity or doing something for your church, or, you know, just maybe the thought of retirement came into mind, right? But that's all a matter of focus. You were focused on the result. You were focused on what's in the future, right? And this really hit me hard with focus. So I just finished my workout today. And one of my friends, I told him what was going on, you know, got involved with a woman. I fell head over heels for her. But before 2017 ended, she was like, Nick, I don't feel the same way. You know, and this was someone that I really vibed with, that I really connected with. You know, we've been seeing each other for a little while, and I guess I misinterpreted it. Who knows? But I thought she was showing relationship tendencies. So your boy was like, all right, you know, what's going on? You know, and wasn't very direct, right? Wasn't very direct, but that's not the point. And so I confided in one of my friends in the gym, and he's like, bro, and this is full blown heart chakra hug, and if you have not experienced a heart chakra hug, you definitely need to experience one. But he embraced me and he started whispering in my ear. He's like, bro, stay focused on who you want to become, where you want to go, focused on your first physique competition of 2018, and all of that is going to follow. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because so easy we can get caught up in the how-tos, the whys, and the past, and like we want to mend it here and how we would like it to work out. Like how many of that resonates with us, right? And I'd love to hear from you. How many of that resonates with us that we spend so much time trying to mend the past that we get lost in there, that we're not present, and then our future is like toast, right? So the moral of the message here is that whatever is going to serve you in 2018 is going to serve you, and whatever is not, cut it off, cut it out. You know, you will be tested, it will show up from time to time, but she was not going to serve me along my journey and where I was going to go into 2018. And now thinking about it and talking to you guys about it, it makes sense. It not only makes sense, but I am cool with that. So don't get too caught up in trying to mend your past. It's already history, and tomorrow is a mystery. So focus on where do you want to go, who do you want to be, what you want to create, who you want to impact. Maybe you have friends, family, whatever it is, but stay focused, all. Stay focused, ladies and gentlemen. So 2018 is off to a fantastic, fantastic start. And just stay focused. So I salute you guys, and I will see you in the next one, and just becoming a little bit more spiritually fit every single day.